Yeah,
how did you sell a piece back then? How does that work?
Well, it works the way it still works, which is that I knew somebody who knew somebody who could get the piece into the hands of the editor of what was then the LA Times calendar and give it a real read, because that's what it takes. I teach writing, and as I tell my students, without trying to depress them unduly, you know, editors look for a reason to say no. They're not looking for a reason to say yes. So you have to be sure you don't give them any reasons to say no.
And how do you do that?
When I submit a novel, for instance, it's pristine. It's so clean you can eat off the thing. And it is laid out to look the way the book is going to look, so they can visualize how it's going to look, you know. And when I get papers from students where there are typos and that kind of thing, I just explain to them, you can't do that.
Right.
I mean, every—
How can you expect people to care if you don't care?
Exactly. And every little flaw becomes cumulative. It builds up, and it reinforces this impulse to turn the thing down.